Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Getting back into the NFL. And to do so, I'm joined by Mark Herzlich, former Giants linebacker, current NFL analyst. And Mark, I want to start with the topic I started the show with earlier a few hours back. And that was Ezekiel Elliott and his situation with the Cowboys. A non-report, they are calling it. And if it was simply a question of production versus contract, I think Ezekiel Elliott has clearly outperformed his contract. And I typically side with players knowing, you know, what you guys go through to play football and the like, and the idea of getting the money while you can. However, in his case, the timing does seem a little odd to me, considering he was fresh off another incident at that concert. And, of course, the domestic violence suspension a couple years ago, and the Cowboys did seem to have his back in that equation. So I wouldn't be as, you know, just quick to pay him right off the bat as I would typically somebody with his production level. Where do you fall on that?
Well, I think that you're absolutely right in the idea that those incidents do play a part in the decision-making process going forward. I think a lot of times when you put that much money into a player's contract, and especially, you know, a player who was looking for a new contract, you have to really think about, okay, is not only this player going to produce for my team, are they going to be available? And the incidents that Ezekiel Elliott has gotten himself into have real ramifications for not only his future off the field, but really, you know, whether he can play for the Cowboys or not. So I think the last thing that anyone wants to do is to pay a player a bunch of money with the idea that he might not be able to play for me. Now, that being said, I hope and everybody hopes that those incidents are over and that he can move on from them and not repeat those. However, it definitely, you know, plays in the mind of the Dallas Cowboys as they go to negotiate a contract.
Do you think that this will get resolved?
Well, I think it's going to have to get resolved one way or the other. He's either going to come back and play out this contract and not get a new one, or he is going to hold out long enough to, you know, get a new contract. Or, you know, you saw what happened last year with
Le'Veon Bell, right?
With Le'Veon Bell.
That's kind of the one that throws everything out of whack, right? Because I usually don't make a big deal out of holdouts due to the fact that, you know, it's a slow time in the sports calendar year, so we wind up talking about them. And generally, you don't remember who held out last year or who held out 2 years ago. The Le'Veon Bell was the first one that I really saw go nuclear, if you will.
Yeah, and I think that has to do with the demand for the running back position, which, unfortunately, for these guys nowadays, people can step in and fill those roles. Now, they might not be as productive or as explosive, but there's a lot of good running backs out there. I think you might see something different if it's a quarterback holding out, because a lot of times rosters have one real quarterback that can produce and get them to the championship where they want to be. I think Ezekiel Elliott and Le'Veon Bell are difference makers for sure. But you saw in the Pittsburgh Steelers last year that, you know, they were able to be productive at that position without him.
Robin Lundberg talking to Mark Herzlich, former Giants linebacker, current NFL analyst here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get to your former team for a second. The thing with Odell Beckham continues with the Giants, and Beckham now, of course, in Cleveland. He did a magazine interview. So, you know, he's responding to questions, and he said some of the stuff Odell is known to say, where he wasn't happy with the way things ended with the Giants. And there was one thing I took a little umbrage with. He said that the reason they were still in primetime was because of him. Look, he was an exciting player to watch, but I think the Cowboys and Giants, they probably would have put in primetime if it was Quincy Carter against Kerry Collins or something like that. But, you know, with Odell and the Giants, what are your thoughts on that situation and how it's going to manifest itself, more importantly, on the field for New York, who have already seen some wide receiver injuries in training camp?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think it's going to affect the psyche of the team or the mindset. I think really for the, in terms of the comments, I think that guys understand that, look, this is not in our locker room anymore. This is not something that we are going to worry about. However, you know, I do think that in Cleveland, there might be a concern that we need to take that next step forward. We need to forget about New York and let's focus on Cleveland. And I think it's exciting, the firepower that they have in Cleveland. But I think that as the preseason goes along, the talk has to switch from why did it not work out for me in New York to, all right, I am 100% here in Cleveland. And then, you know, as the New York Giants go forward, it's done. You can't look back and say, this is what we should have done, or, you know, what if we had kept him? Right now, you have to say, okay, because we don't have him, now we need to get Daniel Jones going. We need to get Dexter Lawrence going. We need to get our young guys producing and make our wide receivers, you know, that much more explosive and versatile because we don't have that huge playmaker on the outside.
How long do you think the leash is for Eli this year?
I think he has a pretty decent leash. Just knowing his relationship with Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur, I know that he has a ton of respect by the locker room and by the coaches. And I really think that there is an ideal situation of him being able to play this season out, be successful. And I don't think it has to be championship level, to be honest. I think if he's nominally successful and Daniel Jones can get a year of learning behind him, I think that is what is optimal in terms of what the Giants are looking for. Now, I can see in a situation where we're 6 or 7 games in and, you know, the season is blown up like it had last year, well, now maybe it's time where we get, you know, Daniel Jones in earlier. So I think the leash is long, but you never know what can happen if things blow up.
It's always an interesting time of year because, you know, football is starting in the sense that teams are reporting, but we still have a little ways before it's officially underway. So, you know, a month and change away from opening kickoff. Is there one team, one story in particular that has caught your eye more than any other?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I think there's a few. I love seeing Tom Brady going into, you know, 20th season, and I love seeing the young Cleveland Browns team. It's so fun to see 5 years ago or 3 years ago where Cleveland Brown was and the hype that they had preseason, which was non-existent, and now watching a potential offensive like juggernaut out there. So I think those swings are really cool, and then obviously the legacies and seeing guys who are retiring now who played out unbelievable careers, and then, you know, the seasoned veterans who are doing you know, staying in there.
Mark, appreciate your time this morning, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, thank you guys, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.